Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Rage! Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Throwing it down the Twisted Tuesday as we throw it down. The Denver Nuggets step up and in, and we've got a series of 114-106 victory for a 6.5-point underdog Denver Nuggets who laid down an 8-point victory. The game goes over the number, and the Los Angeles Lakers might regret tonight, the night that they let Denver back into the series. As Denver's been down this road before, a complete effort from the Denver Nuggets this evening. Jamal Murray does his thing, raining long downtown bombs this evening, 30-foot-plus shots, 28 points for Jamal Murray. Nikola Jokic does his thing, 22-10-5. Jeremy Grant, big difference maker this evening. A career playoff high, 26 for Jeremy Grant tonight. And if the Denver Nuggets are going to beat the Los Angeles Lakers, they need the Jeremy Grants to step up and in. They need the Michael Porter Juniors, who contributed 9 points this evening in 22 minutes. A team effort by the Denver Nuggets. And we've got a series. We're going to be breaking it all down. We're going to break down the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat as well. Steve Merrill's going to step up and in. ProSportsInfo.com, WagerTalk.com. Steve Merrill's going to join us and kick the tires on the NBA. We'll also do a National Football League line check as well. College of football, SEC, set to kick off as the College of Football campaign gets real this weekend. The Chicago Bulls hire Billy Donovan as their new head coach. Donovan out of work for about, I don't know, 2 weeks, as Donovan basically almost had a pick of the litter, so to speak. As Donovan was linked to Philadelphia, he was linked to the Pacers, but when it's all said and done, Billy Donovan ends up with the Chicago Bulls. The Tampa Bay Rays gonna have to wait another night to celebrate a division title, albeit in a 60-game season. Nevertheless, the Rays haven't won a division title in 10 years. But hey, it is what it is. And the Major League Baseball playoffs start 1 week from today. So we're going to be breaking it all down. We got numbers to crunch. George Kurtz is going to step up and in. We'll talk NFL football with Kurtz. We'll talk Stanley Cup hockey with Kurtz. You know the drill. This is Sports Rage. Vent your rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
And you know what? It'll be nice having a little extra cash to bet on college football.
Yeah, I'd like to bet $100.
You want to pick a team?
No, just take it.
Sports Rage late night. I am Renzi. Just take it. Vent your rage. We got 120 minutes of full court press in the late night hours. Shout out to all of our affiliates, including the Mightier 1090, SoCal in the house. And hey, SoCal, we've got a series on our hands right now. Just for the record, and I brought this up before the game on the pregame show, in-game live this evening. What were my exact words? I said, all right, let's just make sure we check the number right now, what the Denver Nuggets are, so when they come back and win this series, we can say, well, what were they? What did they get as low as? And Steve Merrill's a big numbers guy. Big numbers guy. Wager Talk, prosportsinfo.com. And for the record, Steve, they were plus 1,800 tonight. And it's interesting because last night the Lakers were 100-1. And then before the game, it was 80-1. Denver went from 25-1 to 18-1 before tip-off. And here we are right now with a 2-1 series. How you doing, Steve Merrill?
Doing well, Gabe. And it's funny you bring that up because we did NBA tip-off today with Tony Finn, Teddy Covers, you know, all friends of the program here. And I asked Teddy that exact question because I actually pulled it up at one of the big offshores, and it was 1-70 Lakers, 30-1 Denver. That was the best I could find. And I commented that the true odds, of course, would be right in the middle, would be 50-1. And that's a 2% chance that the Nuggets win the series. And I said, boy, it seems to me like it's a little more than 2%. And all the guys on the panel actually said it should be less than 2% in their opinion. And they kind of talked me into believing that as well. Cause I was like, yeah, I mean, basically the Nuggets have to go 4-1 the next five games to win the series.
And when you put
it's
it
unlikely.
Like that.
But yeah,
that's what I said.
Teddy, by the way, pulled up the numbers as we were doing the show today. And he saw them as low as 15-1, 18-1, 20-1, 30-1 was actually the highest that we found, the one I was using. Lakers were anywhere from 1-50 to 1-100, like you said, and that was around 3:30 Eastern this afternoon.
You know, and one thing is, too, so it's amazing, isn't it? So with the Clippers series, I remember when immediately, and we've been really quick with the numbers here. That's what we do in the late night hours here with the overnight line checks. We're the first ones with the numbers right after these games. And I tell you, Steve, right away when I saw it, I was like, oh my God, the Clippers are minus 1550. And I said the same thing at the time. I'm like, man, that's a ridiculous, stupid number. I'm like, I said, the Denver Nuggets are like a three seed. They're not like a joke of a team. It's not like they're like Loyola Chicago with Sister Jean, bro. You know what I mean, Steve? Like they're a real basketball team. And then it was like, yeah, but they're not really going to win, right? So I didn't pull the trigger on the series price. But I ended up betting on Denver in every game. And, here we are right now. We're three games in. I bet on Denver in all three games, Steve. And I'm 2-1 against the spread right now. But, you know, when Houston beat the Lakers, I don't think any of us really thought deep down inside that Houston was going to win the series. Or when Portland caught them in the first game as well, did you really think, oh, boy, the Lakers are in trouble now? No. But this Denver team is different, Steve. We've talked about it. You and I talked about it the other night. They really are different. They really do believe. And we saw it. They didn't just win. They kicked the crap out of them. And They did the same thing to the Clippers. Like, it wasn't like they won at the buzzer in game seven by a miracle. They kicked the crap out of the Clippers in an important game, game seven. They ran away with it in the fourth quarter. You know, this Denver team is in this. How in this series are they right now, in your opinion?
Yeah, isn't it ironic that the one time in NBA history that we had a team come back from 3-1 deficits in back-to-back series, the first time it's ever happened in the history of the NBA, they did not have the benefit of the thin air and altitude of Denver, you know, one of the biggest home court advantages in the whole basketball. So
yeah,
even more amazing,
come back,
you know,
in the history of their franchise down 3-1 before. And for the record,
and they do it on a neutral court.
Yeah, and how about this? What about Utah? Utah had never given up a 3-1 series lead in franchise history before. They don't lose if they're playing in their altitude at Utah, probably, Steve. If they're up, like, you know what I mean? Everything is sort of like, everything is whacked out. But all right, so I have a number right now. New series price, Steve. New series price, and they're still not getting any respect. You care to take a guess?
I was going to say, I haven't seen it yet. Let me guess.
Hot off the presses. This is why people tune in. Hot off the presses.
Well, that's the thing. It varies so much because, like I said, it was anywhere from 1 to 50 to 1 to 100 tonight. So I'll say it's 30 to 1 now. Lakers are 1 to 30. The Nuggets were anywhere from 15 to 30 to 1. So I'll say they're 15 to 1 Denver, 1 to 30 LA.
No, it's the Lakers are now 1600 FanDuel, legitimate spot.
Wow.
So
that's pretty low.
16. I actually think it's high. In my own personal opinion, I'm like, look, you're getting a Denver Nugget team that's down one game right now on a neutral court at plus 820. I mean, you know, we missed out on the 1800. I missed out on the 20 to ones and all that, but I'm grabbing a piece of this one. Yet there's always that debate whether you do the old rollover, Steve, and all that, and you make as much money anyways as betting the games, etc. But at plus 820, it's worth a shot. I mean, they can win again. I mean, the Lakers are going to counterpunch. We see this whole zigzag stuff. We've seen it in the past. But to me, you know, we've got a series, and Denver are in this thing. I mean, Denver could have won the other night. You could argue Denver, you know, could be up 2-1 right now, right? I mean, AD hit that shot. It is what it is. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts, you know, and it'd be candies and nuts. But, you know, to me, Denver, we've got a series. Denver aren't rolling over. They're not intimidated. I don't think they're going to get 26 points from Jeremy Grant every night. But Denver are in this thing, Steve, in my opinion. I don't mind the play at plus 820.
Yeah, and I mean, it's pure math here, because if you look at the next game right now, the Lakers are only a 6-point favorite. That's the lowest it's been. They're still minus 250 money line, take back plus 210. The true odds, that's saying that there's a 70% chance the Lakers win, 30% chance Denver wins. So let's just assume those are the odds for the remaining four games. Now, the Nuggets have to win three of the four. I forget how to do that equation. That gets a little complicated. But for the Nuggets to win three straight with a 30% chance would be, you know, 0.3 times 0.3 times 0.3. That's about a 3% chance they win three straight. Now, they don't have to win three straight. They have to win three out of four. But that just shows you that it is still a big uphill battle. And that's why I thought that price seemed a little short. I'm not saying to rush out there and lay 16-1, because I never would do that. And I did think, by the way, that, you know, the 1-70 was ridiculous. I said that today on the show. And look, the Clippers were up 1-0 in the last round. They were a 1-48 favorite. The math said they had a 97% chance. The math said the Nuggets had a 3% chance down 0-1 to win the Clippers series. And that was absurd. And I remember seeing that the Heat were up 3-0 on the Bucks, and they had a 92% chance. The Clippers were up 1-0, and they had a 97% chance. I was like, and it's on my Twitter feed. You can go back and look last week. I posted that. It made no sense. And so who's to say that these numbers aren't wrong as well? I don't disagree with you.
And listen, I think that the Clippers are better than the Lakers are. And Denver just beat them. If you can beat Kawhi Leonard and Paul George and Lou Williams and Morris and Beverly and everyone, you can beat LeBron and AD. AD's never won anything before. You know what I mean? You got LeBron. You know what I'm saying? Like, they've beaten a damn good team already. It's not like, oh, this is too much, but this is LeBron. They just beat Kawhi Leonard.
And they were a 9.5-point underdog in game one of that series. And they also, the Clippers were the favorite to win the West a couple weeks ago over the Lakers. And the advance line before the last round started had the Clippers as the favorite over the Lakers in that potential matchup. So you're exactly right, Gabe. The Clippers were considered the better team a couple weeks ago.
You know, to me, the key tonight, you know, it was the rebounding. It was the intensity. And
It sounds cliche because people, you know, there's a lot of cliches in sports, and I know a lot of people don't like the one because everybody wants it, quote unquote, but it's not true. It is a true cliche about in sports, guys want it more than other dudes do, you know, and women, et cetera. You know, competitive people, and, you know, when there's a loose ball, there's a reason why a team will always get it. Out-rebounding a team, you know, 44-25 isn't an accident. That wasn't, we got lucky and we got rebounded by 19. No, we crashed the glass. We wanted the ball. We fought for it. We wanted it more. And Anthony Davis hits that big shot the other night. But dude is 6'10", 253 pounds. He had two rebounds tonight. Two rebounds? Really? You're a power forward. A power forward. Sports Rage Late Night continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
I'm a rageaholic. I just can't live without rageahol.
Sports Rage Late Night continues. I am Renzi. We've been crushing these strikeout props. Yet tonight was we hit some speed bumps along the way, but it's almost a shame that the baseball season's coming to an end right now. Unbelievable, Steve, some of these trends. And we'll get back to the basketball. But in today's baseball world, Steve, basically almost every at-bat is either like a home run or a strikeout. You know what I mean? There's not a lot of contact anymore, right? Like, there's not a lot of, you know, stolen bases, plays at the plate. You can't, you know what I mean? You can barely slide anymore, right? Like, the game has changed so much. I mean, Steve, they, you know, even with a shift, no one bunts, right? Like, no one contact hits. It's basically everyone's crushing the ball, launch angle and all that crap that they talk about. So the strikeout prop stuff has been pretty pretty advantageous. So pitcher strikeout props. And just quickly on this, so Zach Davies, Zach Davies has started 11 baseball games. And remember, look, we all talked starting pitchers projected if they stayed healthy would go 12. So he started 11 games, Steve. You know, he's been there all year on pace, started 11 games. He's gone over 10 times. 10-1, Steve.
Wow.
So these little things, like common guy's not going to know that. Zach Davies, what? 10-1? Yeah, well, yeah. You bet on him 11 times, you won 10 times. Unbelievable. There really are some really sparkling trends when it comes to that. So we're kicking it with Steve Merrill right now. You can catch him on Wager Talk, Wager Talk, ProSportsInfo.com as well. We're talking basketball right now. And, you know, it's a lot of people were, you know, and I know we have a lot of Laker fans tuning in, but, you know, the outside world's not really pulling for the Lakers, right? You know, LeBron, you know, it's LeBron and, you know, Denver are that upstart Cinderella team, so to speak, even though they're a very good basketball team. But a lot of people were, you know, it was like, AD shot went in. That's too bad because we really would have had a series. You know what I mean? That's what we heard. You know, that's too bad because you know, it would have been a great series tied at one right now. But, hey, it's 2-1 right now. But now the importance of game four is even bigger. And as I stated, we'll move on from this. We'll get into the Boston-Miami. But I legitimately think Denver do have a puncher's chance. And I know L.A. is going to be tough to beat with LeBron and A.D. But as I brought up earlier, guys, A.D., 2 rebounds, man. Come on. You're a power forward. Like, it's impossible. Like, it's almost impossible not to have, like, 7 rebounds as a power forward when you play as much as you do if you're A.D. You're a starter and, like, 2 rebounds, that's just not going to get it done. But I legitimately believe we got a series here. Just quickly, Steve, these are the numbers now. And remember, guys, I brought it up last night, and I repeated it today. I said the Denver Nuggets +2, 2.5 in the series games, +370 was a nice pick. I thought they could win two. I said, Steve, they win tonight, they lose the next game, they win games, game five, they make it 3-2, and then they lose game six. But maybe they can win game two. For the record right now, the book thinks the Lakers win in five. FanDuel, Lakers in five, 4-1. Lakers in six is +200 right now. 4-1 is -115. Lakers in seven is +550. Nuggets to run the table and not lose another game and win in six is 25-1. And the Nuggets to win in seven is 11-1 right now, Steve. Those are the updated series price numbers.
Yeah, and I told you the true math is 3 straight wins is 3%, 2.7 to be exact. So that would be, what, 35-1? So the 25-1 not paying the true odds there. However, if the Nuggets win the next two games, they're probably not a 6-point dog anymore in game six, you know, or even game five. So that's about right. I'd say it's probably 30-1 of the true odds, as crazy as that sounds. I will say this, though, you know, we keep thinking, oh, that shot doesn't go in, the Nuggets are up 2-1 in this series. But I'm not sure tonight's game plays out the same way if the Lakers lose game two. They probably come out and win tonight. So it's always hard to know. Game four will be the telltale game for me. If LA comes out, makes a statement on Thursday night and plays, you know, wins by double digits, and then this series is obviously over, in my opinion. I do think it gets interesting about the exact number of games. I brought that up on NBA Tip Off today on Wager Talk TV, and Teddy said, I said 5, 5.5. And I actually, the more I thought about that, was obviously too high with it, a 2-1 series. And Teddy's like, no, the true number is 4.5. And I go, you're probably right, you know, because 5 is the most likely outcome. So it's interesting, Gabe, that even with the Nuggets winning tonight, it's still the most likely outcome according to FanDuel.
Yeah, and I don't buy it, though. People that, listen, the Lakers are so public. People are, you know, still speculating on Denver. Maybe I'm overestimating the Denver Nuggets. But, hey, listen, it's another, you know, we've talked a lot about this in these hubs and in the bubbles as well, NHL hub, NBA bubble in the playoffs on a neutral court. They're not changing the lines for the most part, which is great. Especially if you're liking the underdogs,
yep.
You know what I mean? Like they're not, it's been 6, 6.5, et cetera, right? The 7, 7.5. And it's amazing, isn't it, Steve? And we talked about it the other night, but it's amazing how the Lakers win the first two games and the spread is lower. You know what I mean? Like, so the odds, like it's strange. Like the odds makers are aware that Denver's good and can cover spreads. Otherwise you'd be getting 8.5, 9 points, Steve.
I think what's weird, though, is that game four is lower here at 6 because my gut feeling, at least initially, without digging into it too much, is that, you know, it's the bounce back spot for the Lakers. And like you said, Gabe, in the past, we'd always see a 1 or 2 point adjustment to the team off a loss, you know, and it's been the exact opposite here in bizarro 2020 as everything has been around the world this year. But yeah, you're right. I mean, for the most part, the lines have stayed within a point or so. I do want to talk about the total real quick, though. That line really jumped around. You know, when we did the show last Friday night, remember that first game, 240 points. It closed at 210. It soared over the total. And then all of a sudden, it's 209 for game two. It's actually lower. It lands on 208. And then today is 214. So it goes down with a big over, and then it goes up with an under. That's been the most bizarre thing to me so far.
You're right. I like, you know, it'd be a good interview, actually, speak to the method of the madness of the lines maker and what he sees on the neutral court and the reasoning. That they've done it, if they want to share that secret. So Miami and Boston, incredibly bizarre, man, that they go from Saturday and then don't play all the way to Wednesday. And they needed to get things on track. They were ahead of the curve. You know, the NBA Finals, Game 7 is scheduled for October the 12th on Monday night. They sort of have it all penciled in. And things were going too quickly in the East. I don't know if ESPN had a play in it as well. hey, can you hold off here? I know they don't want like no basketball for a week or something like that. But nevertheless, I think it's an advantage for Boston. And I'm not saying I'm taking Boston because of that. And I'm still on Miami, but I'm just stating you have Gordon Hayward who didn't rush back, but came back. And now Gordon Hayward's got a game under his belt. And plus, 4 days after that to recover again. So you're going to get Miami's going to be facing the healthiest Boston lineup that they've seen in this series tomorrow night. A lot of people think Boston they were out of it. It's 2-1. How much are Boston back in this thing right now, in your opinion? And right now the number, Miami Heat -142, Boston Celtics +116, series price.
Yeah, and the Heat were -160 up 1-0. They were +110 when the series started. Boston was -130. The Heat were -160 going into game two. They were -330 going into game three. And now it's about 140 range. So they're a smaller favorite now up 2-1 than they were up 1-0, which doesn't make a lot of sense if you think about it, in my opinion, because it's a shorter series now. You would think they have a better chance of pulling the upset as a lower seed. So I think that's interesting. Hey, look, I've been on Boston in all three games so far. Obviously, I've owned just 1-2. They've had a double-digit lead in all three games. It's hard to really handicap this series. Miami has looked better in two of the three overall, yet Boston has outplayed them in all three games at some point also. It really comes down, obviously, Gabe, to the three-point shot. Miami hits 38% for the season from three. They rely heavily on the three. And I said this last week when we talked, it's a lot like handicapping the NCAA tournament that we never got. And it's about the three-point line. If you can tell me which team is going to be hot from three, I can tell you who's going to win and cover tomorrow night. It really comes down to that.
And if you look at the series total game price here. So the series to go five games, no winner, just pick a series to go five, Miami-Boston, 2-1 right now. Five games +420. So five games means Miami win the next two games. That's +420. It's probably not happening. Six games is +136. Seven games is +124. So they think this thing is going seven games. Yet you look at the series prices here. If you like Miami in seven, it's +400. If you like Boston in seven, it's +250. So you get a pretty nice number with Miami to win in seven. This series does feel like it's going seven, doesn't it? Tomorrow's the big game. I mean, I guess if Miami get up 3-1, that throws it for a curve. And it's funny, Steve, I've been on Miami every game. So you and I are sort of the Hatfield and McCoys here. We're locked in, right? Like if you like a team in these series, and I'm almost like, and look, I zigzagged in a Stanley Cup, Steve. Well done. I took Dallas +155 in game one and under 5.5 and won both bets. And then last night I took Tampa and the under and won both bets. So 4-0 in the Stanley Cup finals. The reason was, Steve, I didn't really know who's going to win the cup, bro. Coming in, it wasn't like, oh, I like this team, so I'm betting them every game. You know what I mean? I'm taking it game by game type of thing. I came into this saying Miami's going to be Boston. So I'm almost locked in and having to take Miami +3 here, Steve, since I've already taken them all three games, the way it is.
Yeah, I'll say, real quick, Gabe. I mean, it's three is a hefty line for a team that's technically Miami's in the bounce back spot. So I was a little surprised to see the line as high as it was.
All right. So we'll take a quick break here and we'll hit some football on the other side. Well, Merrill, do a little line check, Steve, see which way you think some of these numbers are going to go, and we'll keep people up to date with the live movement. NBA line right now, Celtics -3. Miami Heat getting three, total 210.5. Sports Rage late night. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
I'm a journalist too, I know. stops. Hey, wait a second. What are you doing? You're not betting. You know he's not supposed to bet.
Come on, Jerry. It's a lock.
Kramer, you've had this thing under control for almost 3 years now. Don't start again.
But it's a lock.
No.
It's a lock. It's a lock, Jerry. Steve Merrill kicking it with us. Sports Rage Late Night. Vent your rage. Wager Talk TV in the house. ProSportsInfo.com. So a lot of stuff going on in the sports world. And, you know, Steve, next week you're going to be with us next Tuesday. It's going to be off the hook. Baseball playoffs start next Tuesday. The presidential debate is next Tuesday.
Oh, that's
and then
right.
next Wednesday, so the following day, though, there'll be 8 playoff games. Everybody's playing. So, like, on Tuesday, there's 4 American League. Everyone in the American League is playing. It's like American League American League Day on Tuesday. There's no National League game. So, like, all 4 American League series will be played on Tuesday. On Wednesday, it'll be game 2 of the American League, and then game 1s of the National League. And then, you know, Thursday, game 3s and game 2s. And then Friday, the National League will stand alone. So it's going to be a monster week. So next week we'll be talking before 8 playoff games, Steve. All right. And what's going to be crazy is 4 of the teams are going to be facing elimination, Steve. They're going to be down 1-0. That's how I mean, like already after all this, like, well, it's an elimination game. You're down 1-0. It's the best of 3 series. And oh, yeah, the NBA finals start next Wednesday, Steve. So, you know, a big, wow. big week coming up. And, the SEC kicks off this weekend. So let's just jump into college football here a little bit, Steve. And, you know, I don't know, man. 2020 is so crazy that, you know, the end of the world is arriving when the Baylor athletic department is on the right side of morality. Okay? And this story is unbelievable. This is what we're at now. And, you know, Steve, I know you're on Twitter and you post numbers and stuff like that. And you're not the biggest pop culture guy, but, you know, you're old school. But basically on Twitter, Steve, like when you see a guy's name is trending, you can always know why. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, when I see Lou Holtz trending, it's not like because he just donated his kidney to someone. No, he said something racist and stupid. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's like, oh, boy, what did he do? Or someone's dead. You know what I mean? So when I saw this story, Baylor AD disappointed in Dana Holgerson's chirping and comments, I'm thinking right away, if I'm on a game show, Steve, I'm like, can I take 500 that Dana Holgerson is mad that we didn't play with coronavirus, Alex? It's exactly it, Steve. So the Baylor-Houston game got canceled. And basically, Holgerson's like pissed off that they didn't play anyways. Should have played. Right? Now, listen, he's saying, and he's got a point. He said that they got to the stadium and stuff. Like, they, you know, they should have known, but they couldn't field a team, Steve. And I don't know. There's like a million rules. So there's in the Big 12, there's a threshold for your, like, your COVID tests. Like, you can't. Like, you can't have, like, you know, 1 quarterback, 7 offensive linemen, and 4 interior defensive linemen. They couldn't meet the threshold. They didn't have players. So Holgerson's all pissed off. They didn't play. And then he goes on to basically, you know, you knew he was going to go down the road, this stupid virus. We could have played. it's going real well, Steve, a couple of weeks into the season. Notre Dame game is canceled against Wake Forest this week. It's going great, Merrill. Right.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It was Notre Dame Wake Forest canceled. And I actually, Tony Finn and I this afternoon, or this evening rather, did a video hit, which will be available later this week, analyzing the Florida State Miami Florida game at Wager Talk. And I led that off by saying that the Florida State coach is out this week because he tested positive this past Saturday. In Holgerson's defense, I think his big gripe was that they told him 22 hours before the game. And I kind of get where he's coming from, Gabe. It's hard for me to imagine that Baylor didn't know that they probably weren't going to be able to play before that. But I guess if they thought there was a chance.
But don't you think Baylor was going to squeeze it to the last possible second? No, but they were going to try to squeeze it to the last possible second if they could play, right?
Yeah, and I agree. Although, Gabe, don't you think it would have been smart, though, to tell your opponent that you probably aren't going to play because then they might let down and not prepare as much, to be honest. So I think it actually was a mistake by Baylor not to give them a heads up.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I mean? We're probably not going to make it, guys.
Yeah, but if you get into the mindset of it, you're right. They can't, like, tell them, oh, yeah, by the way, yeah, we don't have any quarterbacks. We don't have any this. Like, you can't – you're not going to give them your medical report, right? So it's kind of a weird
– Yeah, that's true. It's a weird dance.
Yeah, but I guess basically, like you said, like, they were packed and stuff like that. Like, Holgerson's like, we packed our gear, man. Like, the buses had gas in them. Like, basically.
Yeah, I think that's tough. When you're the road team, I think it's a little rougher. So I kind of understand where he's coming from. And I think the rest of that came after that was just venting. You know, I'm not sure he really means half of what he said after that. Who knows?
Yeah, and he's a college football coach. So really, who cares what he says, right? Unless it's about football. You know what I mean? That doesn't really matter. So
maybe he wanted to trend. He wanted to trend on Twitter.
Well, you know. At least he didn't get like
more
drunk.
Followers.
So, I thought of him. I'm like, oh, he said something stupid or he's drunk. You know what I mean? UAB
I'm
Blazers. Yeah. It's Gundy. Well, yeah, Gundy says something stupid every week. I mean, he's actually been quiet for the last couple weeks, but yeah, he's been quiet because yeah, good job covering that spread, Steve. -23-point favorites. They win by 9.
Yeah, it gets one of the worst teams in football history, perhaps, right now. Tulsa is a mess.
Yeah, they went by 9 against Tulsa. UAB Blazers are like, it's come down to 6.5 right now against South Alabama, total 47.5. Any opinion on that one?
No, you know, I didn't dug too deep because UAB's had some problems recently. I'm just, you know, I don't like avoid some of these games necessarily, but I definitely, you know, if there's a chance you might have a COVID game, you definitely don't dig into it as deeply. And UAB's a team the last few weeks kind of been all over the place.
Yeah, well, it's not exactly the most glamorous game, but neither is the Thursday night pro game with the Miami Dolphins and the Jacksonville Jaguars. You know, last week it was Cincinnati and Cleveland, and, you know, it's crap teams, but there was a certain old school, you know, to it, you know, old schoolness to it. Like, basically, you know, cool uniforms, Cleveland, you know, Cincinnati seeing Burrow. It's hard to sort of talk yourself into the storylines of this game with the Miami Dolphins. Like, yeah, you know, basically Ryan Fitzpatrick and Ryan Fitzpatrick Jr. with Gardner Minshew going head-to-head. Although I do find it curious, and it's amazing how the tables turn, how quickly they do, and with perception that, you know, people coming into the year, we're talking about the Miami Dolphins like being an 8-8 caliber football team. Oh, look what they did last year and, you know, great end of the year. And listen, I was one of those people. I didn't say 8-8, but, you know, I thought the Dolphins were a competitive team. They were a good bet on team in the second half of the season last year. But here and all we heard is about how the Jaguars are going to be like the worst team almost in the history of football coming into this year. And now, you know, we're only 2 weeks in, Steve, and the Jacksonville Jags are 3-point favorites against the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, what was it, just 2 years ago, maybe three? I think it was just 2 seasons ago that the Jaguars were almost in the Super Bowl. It's amazing how quickly they fell from that AFC title appearance against New England. I've played against Miami in both games this season. I won with New England in week 1, had a brutal non-covering loss with the Bills last week. And was talking to Teddy. Yeah, and I was talking actually on the NBA tip-off show today. If you watched the beginning of it, we recapped the weekend because we hadn't spoken since last Friday, the group and us. And Teddy had a big play on Buffalo as well on Sunday. And he had Ralph Michaels run the numbers for him yesterday. And he asked Ralph, he goes, how often does a team gain 8.9 yards per play or higher and outgain their opponent by 3 yards per play or more and not cover? So Ralph Michaels is just a great stat guy, as you know, Gabe. He went back to 1989. It's only happened 23 times. Those teams are 18-5 straight up and 18-4 against the spread with one push until Buffalo's non-cover. So I got that going for me, which is nice.
You've got to, you guys need to consult with me, the Buffalo Bill fan, Bill's Mafia. I called it before the game. Bills win, Dolphins cover. I knew it was a tricky one.
By the way, Gabe, I had the Buffalo in both weeks. I had them in week 1 with their covers. So I played against Miami both weeks on Buffalo both weeks so far.
So what about this week with Buffalo? Because this is the tough one, right? I mean, you know, credit to the Bills. They're 2-0. But at the same point in time, and even as a Bills fan, I'll admit, you know, they beat the Jets, who worst team in football, the New York Jets. And they beat the Miami Dolphins. So, and listen, it's good. You know, you beat who you play. And that's 2 division games. So for them, It's nice to be 2-0 with two division wins in their back pocket. But now there's a real test. Josh Allen's been great. Week one, he had his first ever 300-yard passing game of his career. He threw for 417 last week against Miami. It's clear Stephon Diggs has fit in, killing it. Their offense is lighting it up with John Brown and Diggs and the running back tandem with Beasley and, you know, Moss and Singletary. They're an exciting team. But the money's coming in on the Rams, Steve. Bills were 2.5. Now it's 1.5 against the Rams. Total 47.5.
Yeah, the Rams have beaten two NFC East teams, Dallas and Philly. And when I grew up, the St. Louis Cardinals were in the NFC East with the Redskins.
Yes, sir.
And then the Rams became the St. Louis team. So maybe the L.A. Rams are the re-emergence of the St. Louis Cardinals. I'm getting all confused here, Gabe. By the way, I watched the movie Red Tails last night from 2012.
Oh!
And that was already my number one choice. But after, I actually didn't know there was a movie about it till last night. I ran into it late last night, watched it. Highly recommend it. It was pretty good. I am 110% behind that as the nickname, by the way, for the Redskins. Oh yeah, was already my number one choice. I like that, and I like that Codebreakers. I thought was pretty cool. But yeah, man, it's a great story, and it has the word red in it. Some of them are from DC. I mean, how can they not go with that? If Snyder sticks with this stupid football team nickname, which is god awful, by the way. I mean, but I'm a big proponent. Push Red Tails. Watch that movie, by the way. It was pretty good. But yeah, we talked about that before. But Gabe, let me ask you on this game though. Do you know if the Rams are staying on the East Coast after playing Philly? I haven't dug that deep yet into this.
Yeah, you know what? It's a very, very good question. And I don't. Maybe someone can let us know right now, because it's funny. I do know about San Francisco and San Francisco playing back-to-back in New York, right? Against the Giants and Jets. And they're staying in West Virginia. So they didn't go back to the West, but they didn't stay in the area. Yeah, they went to the Greenbrier Resort. You know, it's a golf club.
Play some bets while they're there.
Yeah, and
yeah, well, that's
what,
where all the Northern Virginia people in D.C. go to bet NFL.
Is it really? Really? Yeah.
Yeah. A true story. Yeah, you know what? Virginia just legalized it this summer, and that's one of the big reasons, is because all the Northern Virginians were going there every NFL Sunday to the Greenbrier, driving west to like bet there.
Team stay there. Last year, I remember Arizona stayed there, like on their East Coast trip. It seems to be a thing, Steve, where like West Coast teams, like they're not going to stay in New Jersey the whole week. So, you know, it's close. You know what I mean? They'll pop to the resort. They can set up shop. They got practice fields, etc. And because they'll be on the coast for a while. Because I know we have Dr. David Chow on our show, and I asked him, I said, "What's up with Jimmy G?" And he goes, "You got a contact at the resort?" That's what he told me. He goes, "They're in lockdown at the resort right now." So it's a good question about the Rams, but money's coming in on the Rams right now. Bills minus 1.5. I mean, come on. There no Bills Mafia at the game, but still hard to pass the Bills here at home. Especially back-to-back East Coast trips.
The Rams
early
look pretty good, though,
too.
So far.
I know.
It is. That's why I was wondering if they're traveling or not. Otherwise, the Rams look pretty good.
It's going to bother me. We're going to find out, Merrill. Trust me. Once I get sick, my teeth into it. We'll find out. All right. We'll hang in here, Steve. We'll say bye to Steve on the other side. We'll wrap it up with a couple of picks. Or Trace late night. Okay.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
All right, that was a supersized speed hour right there, Merrill. We didn't even get into anything controversial tonight. We didn't solve the world's problems tonight, Steve. We didn't.
Red tails.
Red tails. Yeah. Hey, listen, I brought it up, but people are like, red tails. And just for the record, for people unaware, red tails was, Steve, the first African-American fighter pilot crew, right? And as you stated, like three or four out of the five of them are from the DC area, even. And it just makes great sense. Like it's historic, it's military, It's you're paying tribute. You go from what was deemed a racist name to paying tribute to the African American pilots. The players would like it. The players would like it. And I saw a dude out there. He already, like, you know, there's a bunch of, like, potential logos and stuff. And it's not a copy of the Jets or anything, man, but some great, like, red tail helmets and stuff, Steve. Some real cool stuff. And don't tell me people in Washington would eat that stuff up, merchandise, man.
Plus, I didn't know much about the story until I heard about the nickname, so I looked into it more, and that's the only reason I watched the movie last night. I'm flipping through late after all the games last night, and I saw it. I ended up watching the thing, and I mean, it's a great story, historic story. It's an important story that's not known. So yeah, you take a terrible name, a racist name, and turn it into something good for another race, and then on top of that, it has the word red in it already, so it transfers so perfectly to Redskins.
And it's the military. You're in Washington, the Pentagon and everything, Steve. It's perfect.
And, and like I said, it's a Tuskegee Airmen. But then I read into it the other month, as I told you on one of the shows. Apparently, three or four of them are from D.C. on top of that. I mean, it's a no-brainer. Total no-brainer.
You can't make it up. Because I heard, I was like,
which means
man,
they won't do it, Gabe. Which means he'll never do it.
Well, it's amazing because Daniel Snyder can go in from being like one of the biggest douchebags out there to, like, you know what I mean? Somehow did doing something good, but yeah, you know they're not going to do it. They're going to get, you know, we're the Washington Express. It's going to be something generic. It sucks. You know what I mean? It's going to be something generic. Steve Merrill, Wager Talk. Wager Talk, ProSportsInfo.com. Great stuff as always, Steve. We'll catch up with you Friday. We'll get into the football, and who knows where we'll be in this basketball world. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, man. Talk to you on Friday.
Hey, Merrill. Bring it.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.